We're going to try B'Siyata D'Shmaya to understand this topic, the topic of Eruv Mikvos, to the best of our ability. Kol Hama'uruv L'Mikva K'Mikva. So when you open up the beginning, the first Mishnah in the sixth parak in Mikvos, we are told that anything which is ma'urav to a mikvah is like a mikvah. For what din? Litbol b'socho. So you could be tovel in a mikvah, and you could be tovel in something in a body of water which is ma'urav to the mikvah. So there are two possibilities as to what constitutes being a ma'urav to a mikvah.
Oh boy. Standing out of the Shnai. Go.
Here. So the Mishnah gives you two options: Chore Hama'ara and Sitki Hama'ara on one side, and Ukas Hama'ara on the other side. Thank you. So what we could call the Chorin and Stakin, and then on the other side we have the Uka. To create Eruv to a mikvah, you have two possibilities. You either have a Kol Shehu, or you have a Shvoferes Hanod. In the first case, it says, in the Chorin and the Stakin, Kamo Shehin, even if you have only a small channel of water that connects them. Whereas in the second case, in the Uka, you require Shvoferes Hanod. But in either case, what we're trying to do is we're trying to unify these two bodies. You have the main, what we call the mikvah, and then these ancillary bodies, these other aspects. So the Chorin and Stakin can only require a Kol Shehu, because the Tosfos Yontif says, because that's Choshev Kamo HaMa'ara Atzmo. That's part of the Ma'ara, part of the mikvah, like the Shach says in the Shulchan Aruch. Shach says they call it a Ma'ara, because usually in the old days, in antiquity, the mikvah was a Ma'ara, was a ditch. And the Tiferes Yisrael and Os Zion defines Chorin and Stakin as Toch Chalal Gumas HaMikvah. So you step into the mikvah, and in the side of it is a crack. So that's part of the structure of the mikvah, that's part of the interior Gumas HaMikvah. So that's Chorin and Stakin, and that's even a Kol Shehu. That's a Kol Shehu. This is Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, in Nunches, Sif Nunches, B'Kol Shehu. Now, the Shach here says exactly what we said until now. Why? They are considered to be part of the mikvah. However, an uka, that the Mishnah said you require a shvoferes hanod. So if you look in the Mefarshim and the Mishnayos, there are two different ways of understanding what it means when you speak of an uka. So the Rash and the Rush both say that an uka is a shokes next to the mikvah.
So how is different from the Mishnah that is Mishnah?
About what?
When he spoke about shokes you, it's the same
thing. That's the same thing. That's an uka. That's why it says shokes I know.
But why do we repeat them then?
Oh, because now we're going to give you a shear of when it's considered to be part of the mikvah.
But in Mishnah, there is the
shiur for. Right, so this Mishnah is qualifying that. Right, so there the Mishnah had said, Shokas Shebesela Ein Mamalim Ein Mikachim Bechule. And then we said, "Nikva milamata menatzad v'ini yichol lekalamayim kol shem k'sheir v'kami yebenekev kishpoferes hanod." To be, and now in that case, Now it's interesting. I'm not sure that we should think about this, because in that case, the Bartanura says, in that case, the nekev of Shvoferes Hanod is actually not a nekev for the purpose of connecting it. It's for bittul, exactly. It's for bittul kli, which is similar to the sheet of the Ramah that we mentioned earlier. So certainly in that, if you follow the Bartanura, the two are not overlapping at all. Here we're trying to figure out whether or not it's mitzuruf. There you're talking about whether or not it's connected. Now, it happens to be that in the last part of the Mishnah about the Shokas Yehu, we did say that it was talking about Chibur to another side, so it could be that this Mishnah is modifying that according to the Rambam. It's a good Ha'ar. But the... excuse me, to the Rash and the Rush. But according to the Rambam, the way to understand this Mishnah is that you have a Guma, and the same thing with Bartanura, that is underneath your mikvah, but it's muvdal from the mikvah. And Rav Yudah says that it depends if it's ma'amid es atzma. So according to the Rambam, ma'amid es atzma means that the ceiling of this uka, the floor of the mikvah, is strong enough to hold up a person. Hard to know if that's every person who goes in, or there's a standard shear of what a person looks like. As opposed to, according to the pshat of the Rash and the Rush, so then the question is whether or not that uka is necessary to fill the shear of Memsa and the mikvah. It's interesting that in the Mishnah Achrona wonders in his commentary on the Mishnah why it is that the Shulchan Aruch ignores, doesn't paskin the Rush and the Rash, he only paskins the Rambam, but here in Nuntes, the Rambam and the Bartanura's Psak is mentioned. So far, when you're thinking about what is included in a mikvah, when you try to expand your mikvah, so the first thing you have are the cracks and the crevices, those are definitely included. Then you have the uka, which will be included if you have a Shvoferes Hanod. You only require a Shvoferes Hanod, according to the Rambam's opinion, according to the Shulchan Aruch, when the barrier between the top part of the mikvah and the bottom part of the mikvah is very strong. If it's not strong enough to hold up a person, so then you don't even require Shvoferes Hanod. That's step number one.
The Rambam is not the upper and bottom, or is also parallel? No, mitafa.
The Rambam says mitafa. Yes.
I know he says mitafa.
Well, otherwise, what's the wall like? Mam and Esatzma.
What happens in the hole? You made a hole.
I don't know.
The shear doesn't make any sense.
What does that mean?
Like when
a wall
is strong enough to maintain itself, suppose very close
if
to
being
cracked.
I don't know. I didn't see anybody who said anything about sides where it's sideways. So that's one shear. Great. But then the Mishnah goes on in Perek Vav, and the Mishnah tells us in Mishnah Zion, Erev mikvos, to merge mikvos, kishvoferes hanod. So that's different than our case. That's talking about Erev mikvos, merging mikvos. And that is a very chomer dikadin, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says. Why? It's so chomer. Why do I say that? Because it says if you have a suffix, if it's not shvoferes hanod, it's psula, mipnesha imen haTorah. It's a dindo raisa. So what exactly does it mean that Erev Mikvos Kishvoferes Hanod is a Dindo Raisa? So the Bartanura says, because the Tvila, the obligation for Tvila, is a Dindo Raisa, Memela, you have to be Machmer unless you know for sure that you have the Shear of Shvoferes Hanod, Svega Dor Raisa L'Chumra. If you look in the...
Sorry.
That was the Bartanura. But if you look in the Mishnah Achrona notes that you could say a slightly different pshat. You could say, what is Minat Torah?
That's far as I know.
Exactly. That's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, Shiur and Chatzitz and Mechitzos. So he says, the Shvoferes Hanod Shir is a Shir Minat Torah. And in light of that, you understand the Tiferes Yisrael, because the Tiferes Yisrael and the Yachin in Os Nun Gimel, that's Yachin Os Nun Gimel in that Mishnah, he says that this din of Safek is also true even if the person's chi of tevila was only midrabanan,
meaning speikol nachmir, if this status of someone was drabanan, speikol tevila drabanan, sorry, if his requirement to fulfill is only the Rabban, we should be machmir.
We will still be machmir if we're mesupik about whether it was a shofar or not. And in light of what the Mishnah Achrona said, it makes sense. Because it's not a suffix on the chiyuv. The suffix is on whether or not you fulfill the shear. And that shear, that is a standard shear of Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, and therefore the suffix is lahachmir. So that's what the Pharisee Saul points out. So let's say Bizman Azet, let's say you have a mikvah and you require Eruv mikvos, so then you have to be sure, even though a person who is toveling there may not require tefillah min haTorah, but it doesn't matter. The requirement of the Shofar Sinod, of the definition of the mikvah, that definition of the mikvah requires Mida Oraisa, a Shofar Sinod. The fact that the person is going in there, you don't say Sveged Oraisa, Sveged Rabban on Lekula on the mikvah. You only say it on the person. Yeah. Yes.
So, who is the reason that say that we have machmirim b'tfilat de Rabbanan b'tfilat shashiyum de Oraita?
That's what the Pharisee Yisrael writes. He's also an Achron.
Okay, no,
maybe Mechadish, so this is Chumra, or are they back with that's according to reason?
Yes, Rishon Shemedekar?
Good question, I don't know. I didn't see.
Someone else,
that's probably not the only one. That's probably just the one that I noticed. Remember? So I don't know. Oh, okay. So now we have a couple of questions. Okay. So far, we have this idea that there is a Shofar Sinod. That Shofar Sinod is a Din d'Oraisa. And that's going to create the Erev between these mikvos. But what kind of mikvos are we talking about? Question number one. Question number two, how do you measure Shofar Sinod? And question number three, what kind of interrupter are you talking about that is the barrier between this Erev? Right? You have to figure out what kind of water sources we're dealing with. We're figuring out what size is a Shofar Sinod and what is the barrier between these two mikvos. And in each of those questions, we can explore how we understand this phrase of Erev mikvos k'Shofar Sinod. So let's talk about the third case first. The third question, let's go ala achron rishon. The third question, what kind of barrier are you talking about between these mikvos that requires a Shofar Sinod? Well, the Mishnah in Mishnah Tes tells us that when you have a kosel shenistak, if you have a crack in the wall of the mikvah, so it depends if it's shesi or erev. This is one second. This is Perek Vav Mishnah Tes. Here we go. Kosel shenistak l'shesi ein tzorech shofar sinod. I'm sorry. Kosel shebein shtei gevul shenistak l'shesi mitztarif v'la erev ein mitztarif. The simple pshat in this case is that the word mitztarif is modifying the two adjoining mikvos. So what that means is that when you have a kosel that's Nistak l'shesi, you don't require a shear of Shofar Sinod because the barrier in between them is not called a Dover Hamafsik. Since it has a crack l'shesi, so then that crack l'shesi invalidates the barrier. Now the Rishonim have a machlokas whether or not shesi, which I don't know, I always grew up, I thought that shesi was vertical, that's why it's like a shin, and Erev is sideways. We learned that the Rishonim dispute this. That's what Beis Yosef. Yeah, so as we saw, the Beis Yosef quotes all the different Rishonim. But it's interesting. If you look here in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan does not learn like we just said. The Aruch HaShulchan assumed that the crack here need to be the size, the cumulative size of a Shofar Sinod. But I think the majority opinion is that you don't require. In the Erev case, in the Erev case, you need Shofar Sinod in one place. But I bring this up, if you look, that Aruch HaShulchan is in Os Kuf Pei Aleph.
Maybe just modifying the word Shinizdat, supposed to...
Mitzdarif means Mitzdarif to the Shir Shofar Sinod, as opposed to Mitzdarif to the both. But it seems that most Achronim do not learn like that Aruch HaShulchan. And so here's an example, one example, where the barrier between these two mikvos doesn't require Shofar Sinod to create an Erev, because the barrier is not a strong barrier, because it's broken. Similarly, the Mishnah gives you another case where it's Nifritzu Zeh B'Soch Zeh. So Nifritzu Zeh B'Soch Zeh means that there is a crack at the top of the mikvah, at the top of each of these two mikvahs. So you do have a barrier in between them toward the bottom, but at the top, there's a point of contact, and there the Mishnah says you don't require Mayim of Shvofer HaSanod, rather, it's Keklipas HaShom. You just need a Klipas HaShom. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Se'if Nun Dalad. If you have a Kosel Shomen Shnei Mikvos Shenistak Mitzad Zeh Letzad Zeh Afilu Kol Shehu L'Shesi Mitztarif. So he quotes the first din is La'erev is you need Makom Echad Shofar Sanod. And then he says, Nefrat HaKosel L'mayla Zeh L'Zeh Al Rum K'Klipas HaShom V'Al Rochev K'Shofar Sanod is Kosher. And similarly, says the Ramah, if you had a pile of dirt in between them, Im Notam Igova HaGal Ma'at, until they are pouring into each other, as long as you have a Klipas HaShom, he quotes from the Mordechai. And this is the same as the Shita of the Tosus, in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, in Gittin, and after Zion, that since, in this case, the point of contact is above the wall, it's open to the heavens, since it's at the top, you don't require a shear of Shofar HaSanod to create the Eruv. All you need is Klipas HaShom. The Shach in Kuf Yotes points out, by the way, that this Klipas HaShom is more than Tofeach HaManas LaHatfiach. It's a Klipas HaShom, it's a certain small measure of thickness of water, but more than Tofeach HaManas LaHatfiach. So case number one is where there's a crack, a shesi crack in the wall, which we're not going to rely on because we don't know which is the shesi, which is the Erev. Point number two is when you have the breach at the top of the wall in between the two. So even though there is a wall that divides them, but since there is a break at the top, so that's also called Eruv Mikvos that doesn't require Shofar Sanod. Yes?
Right, but that's not a...
Shofar Sanod is a shiur.
Yes.
To me, it's Tariq Barachav Shofar Sanod.
Yeah.
Yes. Number three, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins... Well, let's start like this. The Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Chav Beis says that if you have a sal or a gargusni, a giant bag... And in those days, they didn't have plastic bags that were not porous. If you had a cloth bag, so a cloth bag is permeable, and you sank that into a mikvah and you divided it, so the Gemara says in Chagiga and Daf Chav Beis that would passel your mikvah, because it would create a hepsik between the two sides of your mikvah. If you have a mikvah that has 50 sa'ah, and you drop the sal right in the middle of the gargusni, so now you only have 25 on each side, so it's a problem. But the Mordechai in Shavuos quotes in the Rav Yah, who says, well, that's only true if you have 25 and 25. But what if you have 100 saw on one side, and you have 30 saw on the other side? So then, he says, all the little tiny holes in the sal or the gargusni are mitzdarif to a shear of Shofar HaSanod. And then, it's kosher. And that's the Shulchan Aruch writes here in Nun... Bays, I think. Let's check. Let's see. Gargusni, where's our case of Gargusni? That was... Yeah, in Nun Bays. That it says, if you have Nekovim Dakim Harbeim Mitzdarvim Kvoshfer Feris, the note in a mikvah echon shalim ba'beis chaser, and that's where the Ramah notes here that if you have a ditch near a nar, assuming that you would be allowed to tovel in this nar. So the arach al chuli makalkala would permit toveling in a guma which is nearby, even if that guma doesn't have 40 sa'ah, because it's connected to a mikvah kshira 40 sa'ah, assuming that the nahar that you're talking about is permitted. So this is another case where you don't have one hole of shvoferes hanod, but because it's a permeable barrier, so then that also would be considered to be an erev hanukvos.
What is this distinction between the day of Arbein Se'ah and 20 Se'ah, that even little tiny holes consider as real connection? The oraita, it's sure. But if I have 40 Se'ah and 40 Se'ah, it's not considered as connection. What's the svara to distinguish between the things? It's new definition.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about something like this a little bit later as it relates to Sheuvin. The Chazon Ish makes this point. Others also, Rav Tolushkin quotes it, in the context of even those who hold that Sheuvin is Doraisa, there, I'm jumping ahead, but just Alpi Svara, there too you could allow a Chibur without a Shvoferes Sanod.
Between what? Between
a
real mikveh?
Yes. How could it be? Well, perhaps the answer is that in the case of Sheuvin, you don't require chibur, you just require transformation. You require a connection. So perhaps this is the same point.
Because that would be
according to the Manda Amar that Sheuvin is Doraisa, that would be the Chiddush. And the same point, which is that as long as you have a shear, you're not creating a shear. It's similar to the Svar of the Rush in the context of Havaya of a Davar, and the concept of Havaya Ayedavra Makabal Tumah, where you have a mikvah already, so now you're just extending it, you're expanding it. Mashrein came, when you have two half shurim, then that's more chamor. It's a bederach mushal.
It's inappropriate to use the same lashon chibur, it's not the same
thing. Yeah, it's not erev, this is like chibur
really. There's chibur for shir, and then there's
chibur without erev. It's like.
Right. Okay. So.
It's mitzvah.
Yeah, actually, so this actually brings us... So another example, where else do we find that we need a shvoferes hanod for a chibur? So we discuss this in the case where you have the chavis l'toch hayam. So in that context...
Yeah, for you to outside.
So why in the case of the chavis l'toch hayam do you require shvoferes hanod? So Reb Chaim distinguishes between different kinds of chiburim. This is a little similar to what Eliezer was saying, although in that context he's referring to it in a different case. We can talk about the requirement of Shvoferes Hanod to be a chibur to the water. So that's one discussion. Another discussion is to be a chibur to the ground, that the water should be connected to the ground. So in the case where, like back in Siv Zion, where you were trying to be machaber a kli to the ground, so there the Ramah says you require shvoferes hanod, but the Shulchan Aruch did not require shvoferes hanod. He said just you need a bittul kli, you just need a shear that's mevatel the shame kli, which be let's say kemotzi zayis for some which is smaller than a shvoferes hanod. So Rav Chaim says there's two different things. Once you have the bittul kli, then the water is like it's on the ground, but in the case of the mayim that's going into the chavis, that's going into the yam, there, the water is not into the ground, it's into more water. So from water into more water, you need the chibur of shvoferes hanod. So Rav Chaim is saying that this idea of shvoferes hanod is a shir in the chibur of mayim. That's the yesod. Not always do you need a chibur of mayim, he says. When you're trying to be mevatel kli, if you can be mevatel the kli with less then that's also okay. But in this case, the concept of a
loss only works within the Gemara.
Right, according to the Ramah, who says that you need that the neck of Bakli also requires a Shpoferas Anod, Slachor, that's exactly the opposite. That's saying that even when you have a Chibur in the ground, you also need a Shear of Shpoferas Anod, exactly. Now, the only thing is, though, we did point out that the other way of saying that is it could be that maybe that's a special Chumrah because you want to be Makbil in it. Versus,
well, but we even see that's true by carrying the water. Also, you mean that the whole shiras and it's mem base or whatever.
I think not. That was in mem. I think we said that was the difference. That in the case of carrying the water, you don't require. I think that was the difference. You don't require shofaris hanod to be if the kli is menuchav.
The Rama doesn't carry shiras on that.
No, I don't think so. And that's why, if you look. That was the answer that we gave. Difference between Tovel in it versus later on. Yeah, I don't think the Rama. Yeah, back in Sif Mem.
You're right.
The Ramah didn't
require. Says,
yeah, and that was the difference because there it was a question of Basul Shuvin versus with Bol Basoko.
Go on page to that.
Right.
That's at Gilad Bayan.
No. If you were just doing the bitul kli, the Shulchan Aruch would not require shofaras anod. Just be mavata the kli with a motzi zayas.
Did he require bitul kli?
No, he's saying there is no bitul kli happening here. It's more than bitul kli. Bitul kli is not sufficient. It depends what kind of kli you have. Yeah. And so we pointed that out. Sometimes, depending on what kli. But the point is that that's the Reb Chaim says that's not the issue. The issue is not bitul kli when you're in the yam. You need a chibur. That's why, similarly, we saw that the Gemara in Chagig about being matbil kelim b'sof kelim, that was part of the question of whether or not the outside kli is tahar, and then you need a chibur of mayim, but the outside kli is tameh, then you're matbil et derech agav, and you don't need a chibur of the mayim because it's all being hutbal at the same time. So these are all cases of thinking about what is the barrier between your two mikvos that you're trying to transcend, that you're trying to get through, right? What's the hefsek? So is it a wall? Is it a cracked wall? How big is the wall? Is the wall permeable? All those cases. And then some of these other weird situations where you need a shofaras hanod to create a chibur, but it's not that there's so much of a wall, but there's just this problem, this barrier, either because it's a kli in the yam or it's a kli that needs to be connected to the ground, mechuba lekarka. Okay. So far, that was question number three that we raised. Question number two that we raised was, well, how do you figure out what is a shofaras hanod? So, shofaras hanod is the first two fingers that they should be able to wiggle around, move back and forth. Very fine and good. But the Tosfos quoted from the Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin on Daf Tes Zayin, who said that Shofaras Hanod is a shear in the breach. It's a shear in the space, in the size of the hole between these two mikvos. How much water do you need flowing between them? Kolshu or Tofeach Latfiach, let's say. Tofeach Latfiach, to be consistent with the Gemara. But the Riz said, no way. He said that the water needs to be a shear of Shofaras Hanod. You have to have a water going through that.
Sorry.
Well, what happened? Yes.
So, there is two options. Shofaras Hanod, that means just the quarter, the middle of the hole. This is Shofaras Hanod. That's the Rocha.
Right.
Yes.
We say Shofaras Hanod.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
Right.
So, is it ever really ever part of the Mamash entire? When they say in Malay and Nekev, do they really just mean halfway, or are they for sure mean the whole thing?
We didn't say anybody who talked about it, but we assumed that. It seemed that it has to be full.
Yeah, but he's building on the reed. The reed only thinks you mean halfway up, because that way you have. You have the width of Shofaras Hanod, however much water that is, and the width of the Shofaras Hanod. Everyone talks about like the roundness of it. If it's round, right.
Then
it's halfway up. If you talk ahead, a square, then not that exists. But if you would have to have a square one, then you would only need the Torah, two for the Shulman room, and Shofaras Hanod. I think that's what came out. Both that Shach line quoting the Reis saying you need
I don't remember.
The Shach definitely says Malo, right? Kilua.
That it has to be filling the hole, the entire hole.
So, who says Tfeah, Slap Tfeah, if it's completely iced over, that would be completely fine then.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second, but why would that be okay?
No. Unless it's dry ice, it's wet. Ice is still has moisture on it, right?
I don't know.
Depends.
Yeah. I was thinking, if it's frozen, I don't know, stop. Ice when it's ice, I don't think is wet.
Yeah,
I don't think it's moist. So let's get to that next. So the Mishnah in Perek Vav Mishnah Zion points out that you can't have any blockages in this Shvoferes Hanod hole. And Rashbag says, well, what if you have something that's Mibriyas Hamayim? So then, since it's tar, that's not going to pose a problem. The Chachamim don't agree with that, and Shulchan Aruch passes like the Chachamim, and Shulchan Aruch and Nun Beis. So, how to understand this is subject to a machlokes.
Well, no, we know what the Beis Yosef and Machaber means. The question is, the Gilyan Marasha, the Halakha,
and
give him the respect that is due here.
Rav Shlomo Eger says
this phrase Briyas Hamayim is not the same as Tchilas Briyaso Min Hamayim, because there's a difference between Tchilas Briyaso Min Hamayim, where the Yetzirah is Min Hamayim Mamish, and that's Nidon Kamayim. So let's say the eyeball of the fish, you could be Tovel in it. Earlier in Sif Lamed Gimel versus Ardin, where it's not from a fish, it's Meir V'Yetzirasam Meharekek Ugdela Min Hamayim. So that was one caveat, that this idea that something like that, that there is a blockage which is from, that we're a Machmir in something which is Briyasam Min Hamayim, we're only Machmir, according to the Gilyan Maharsha, we're only Machmir in something which comes from seaweed. But if you had something which was Briyasim and Amayim Mamish, as is alluded to earlier in Siflam and Gimel, then it would not be Mamayit the Chalal. It's Rekek. It sounds like seaweed.
Like seaweed would be.
Well, it depends.
Well, it's good seaweed would go, except for in the water.
Something that comes from the Rekek.
Yeah.
Something from the Rot. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
But we saw the Mishnah Achrona did not agree with this. The Mishnah Achrona said, no, it's more of a Lamda Shibshat.
Okay,
we saw the Hezber in the Mishnah Achrona.
The Beis Yosef did not explain why.
So the Beis Yosef pointed it out, but we saw the Hezber in the Mishnah Achrona, two options.
And they said
the simple pshat is that in Achanami, you're right, the things which are Briyasam, which are the same as Tchilas Briyasam in Amayim, are Nidon Kimayim. They are Kimayim. And if you collect all of them into a Shir of Arbaim Sa'ah, you can be Tovel in them. But here, it's not whether or not they have the din of Mayim. It's whether or not they enable the two different mikvos to be misarev. And even though they are technically kosher for tevila in them, they don't have the ability to be ma'arev the two sides. So if you look in the lechem asimla, if in the lechem, which we put, I put on the Marmakom, I don't remember what os it was. In the lechem.
Beis Yosef says
all these things are the same.
So the lechem
has a nafkamina based on this. Lamaisa, he says, therefore, that ice and snow are a problem and they're mafsik. Because if you hold like the Gilyan Maharsha, since they are nidon kemayim, they are not going to be mamayit. But if you hold like the Beis Yosef, like the Mishnah Achrona, even though they are nido kamayim, since practically they don't allow the water to flow through, says the Lechem, they are mapsik.
Bris Rav has a lashon on the dimishing a din mayim and din mashke. No, the din mayim doesn't say din mashke.
Oh, okay. Okay.
For Hebrew.
Wow. It's
good.
Same sort as the Mishnah.
So now we understand the size of Shvoferes Hanod, that we possibly like to read that it's got to be the full Shvoferes Hanod, full of water, the two etzbos. We understand that there can't be any blockages, even if they are nido kamayim in the case of ice. What about if you close the aperture, if you close the Shvoferes Hanod? So Shuvas Arash, we saw, says, no problem if you do Hashaka even for 1 second. You're great. It's fine. But, the Shach, that famous Shach in Sivkot and Kuf Yud Beis, was Machmir for that one day of the Suffolk in the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So if you look in the Tshuvas of the Helik of Beis Ephraim, the Beis Ephraim wants to suggest that the Rambam thinks like the Rabbeinu Yerucham Ziyash Omrim. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos was unbelievable charifus. It's in the middle of that long tshuva. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, the Herod Kofes, the Gantus of the Hoke, the Nekev of the Shnei Batar, and Zel Gabezeh.
Who's the Rabbi Ephraim?
Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, who was the recipient of one of those tshuvas in the Chasam Sofer with the most unbelievable honorific titles.
That was wild. Mm.
Seems to be very quick to
get covered with Chasam Sofer. Not at this level. This level is unbelievable. Perek Chav Beis Halacha Chav Aleph Shnei Metaru Zu Al Gabi Zu Notal Asapkak Mi Bein Taim Umeshikan V'Choz Umachzer Asapkak L'Makomo V'Vnei She'Eino Bali Dei Schita Shari Daito She'Eitzu Amayim. And the Kesef Mishnah here says, why do you want the water to stay open? Because if not, if you were mamali kol nekev, tifsok hashakasan, you would stop the hashaka. By the way, this Rambam might be quoted in the mikvah al gabi mikvah discussion, because you have shtei mitaros zu al gabi zu. So there are two deyas as to whether or not zu al gabi zu means literally one on top of the other, or shtei mitaros zu al gabi zu, two near each other. So anyway, but the bottom line is, if you look in the Darkei Tshuva, you saw in the Pisrei Tshuva, he quotes from the Chasam Sofer and the Dogel Meir Vavar from the Nehelig and Noda Biyuda that they are not machmir for this shach, but there are other achronim. If you look in the Darkei Tshuva, not at all. But if you look in the Darkei Tshuva, he quotes several achronim who are machmir. So there's an inyan over here. If you look, you might have had a havamina. What's the difference in the lumdus here? So one suggestion is that the machlokus is whether or not you're creating a chibur. That opinion of the Rabbeinu Yerucham is that you have to have a mixture. When you close the mixture, there's no longer a chibur. Or are you transforming? You're changing the whole transformation. It's changing the status of that. So if you look in the Simla in Sadi Beis, the Simla in Sadi Beis has a chiddush. He says, Ahavamina, he disagrees with it, but he says, you have a Ahavamina, that maybe the nafkamina between the Rabbeinu Yerucham, Ziyesh Omrim, and the Rosh, is whether or not you could do a Hashak on Shabbos.
Because Mitar and Mayim B'Shabbos, the Mitar and Kli Al Gabi Mayim in B'Shabbos Shabbos. So the Makor for Hashaka is the Mitar and Mayim, which is for sure a transformatia. So it's Pasha that this cannot be an Afghanina. Pasha.
Correct. That is his Maskana. He says, Beferish, it says you're allowed to be Mitar the Mayim. You can't be Mitar Kalim on Shabbos. But the Havamina was, if you said that it's Chibur, so then there's no tikkun mono over here. But if you would say that it's a transformation, so maybe that's ke'ein tevilas kalim tikkun mono on Shabbos. Maskana is it's not. But that was, but it's the, it's but a reflection of the, because it's a beferish Gemara that there's no problem to be mitzayir the mayim.
Okay, what's the svar now? Why is that,
that that's it's not mayim. Called tikkun mana. It's not mana. There's no mana there. It's not mana. It's not a mana. It's not a thing.
It's not a mana. It's relevant.
It's not a mana.
Okay.
It's not a thing.
It's still
going
to have
good. So now we get to the first question. The first question, maybe the most tricky question, was what kind of mikvah are we talking about here? Eruv mikvos kishpoferes hanod. What kind of mikvah are we talking about? The challenge of Erev Mikvos Kishvoferes Hanod is that we have a Mishnah later on in Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, where we have two Mikvos, an Elyon and a Tachton, and we say, Mitarim es Mikvos Elyon and a Tachton V'rachak Men HaKarv by bringing a seal of Cheres or Avor, and you put your hand under it until it fills up, Umoshcho Umashiko Afilu Kesaira Dayo. So what does it mean, Eruv Mikvos? What kind of mikvos are we talking about that to be ma'ar of them, you require a Shvoferes Hanod? What do you mean? Doesn't it say later on that all you need is a Sa'ara? So the Rash says, you're right. You're right, there's a difference. Eruv Mikvos Kishvoferes Hanod, that's when you have a mikvah which is chaser. But when you have a mikvah that is not chasir and you're just trying to be machshir she'uvin, for that, even tofech la'atfiach is not required. That is sufficient to have a kol shu. So Erev Mikvos Kishvoferes said, no, that's only when you want to be machshir, when you have chasir, and chasir, by the way, even means if you have 40 on one side and 20 on the other side, not just to create like Eliezer said before. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Sif Nun Gimel. And this relates back to the idea that you had mentioned way back earlier, that to be machshir she'uvin, you don't require eruv and siruv. You just require hafkos shem shov. And that is sufficient with a kol shu. That's hashaka. Hashaka is a kol shu. Good. Okay. However, the Rosh in Hilchos Mikvos in Simen Tes Vav does not agree. The Rosh says that this Eruv Mikvos applies both to a mikvah which is chaser and to a mikvah which is shav. And this opinion is cited by the Ramah in the Yesh Omrim, where the Ramah concludes, Yesh Cholkin. And that chulkin will require, even for Mayim She'uvim, Shpoferes Hanod. And the Ramah says, V'chein Roy Lahoros. Now, it happens to be, the Mishnah Achrona says, the Pshat and the Rush, is that it only needed to be Shpoferes Hanod for 1 second.
That's the
No, he says then it can, you can crunch it down to having a smaller shear, which is why.
Why would you?
So you have to assume,
seal it.
Right?
I don't care.
So here's the nafkamina. A nafkamina between these two mahalchim is that according to the Ramah. Well, let me step back for a second. But the Ramah has a separate caveat. He starts before he quotes the Rosh Hashit. He says v'dafka. Leaving aside the Taz for a second. The Ramah says that the Kula of the Rush only applies.
So you mean the Kula of the Rash? That you only use a Kulsu?
Excuse me, the Kula of the Rash, correct?
Only applies to Shuvin
Drabanan. Only applies to Shuvin Drabanan. But a Psul de Oraisa, then it requires Shvoferes Hanod. So nafkamina of that will be in Havaya al Yadei Davar HaMekabel Tuma, which even though the Rash was Mekel in Sheuvin, that's only true if you held Sheuvin is Drabanan, but in Havaya al Yadei Davar HaMekabel Tuma, most Achronim assume that was Darais, and therefore it wouldn't work. Another Knesh would be, if you held, like the Ramah earlier, that Kulo Shov is Doraisa, So if you hold kulo shovis doraisa, and only rubo.
Yes. Isn't that not trying to point out that issue with the Rosh? The Rosh holds kulo shovis doraisa. He still holds it this school over here.
So
no, but the Rosh
so
says
the thing is
the
that
says because it's right. Shuvis derabanan.
Yeah. So
he must mean that it's not kulo shovis, and that's exactly what I'm
so, and that's what the Taz is that's thinking. Exactly. The Taz says here.
This case.
The Taz is. Birish Barov Hamikva Kosher Umiyuto Shov, like the Ramah says in Sif Gimel. But if you held.
The Rosh doesn't mean Kulo Shov.
That's the way that the Taz understands it. But the other way to say it is that Lishitaso of the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Kulo Shov is Drabanan. But if you were to hold Kulo Shov is Doraisa, so then you would have a problem. Although, if you look, in the Taras Mayim, Rav Telushkin quotes several Achronim, this is what I mentioned before, who held that even if you hold that Kulo Shov is Doraisa, you should only require a Kol Shehu
for
Shov.
For Ross?
Because of this Lumdus, that it's not really a din of Doraisa versus Drabanan, it's that the nature of Hashaka is that Hashaka only requires that Chaloshem, and that doesn't require a Shvoferes. No, it's not a din in the Doraisa or Drabanan against this connection. But This machlokas is really about how do you understand the words Eruv Mikvos, what kind of Mikvos? Are you talking about regular Mikvos or are you talking about She'uvin? So this brings us to our last topic for today, which is the topic of Katafras. Because when we're talking about connecting Mikvos, one of the areas that keeps coming up is the idea of connecting the mikvos through a channel of water. And this channel of water, what does it look like and where is it built? How is it built? So in the Mishnayos and Taros, you have an unequivocal statement. In Perek Ches, first in Mishnah Ches, there was a discussion about Areva Shi Ketafres. And then in Mishnah Tes, you get to actually Amak al Shimalei Amashkin Tmeim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, as long as you did Hashaka, it's Tarva Chachamim Omrim Ad Shiyatbil Eskula. Why? Because this Makel is a Katafras. And then the Mishnah goes on to explain Hanitzuk Vahakatafras Umashka Tofeach Einan Chibur Lola Tuma Velola Tara. But Vashboren, that's Chibur Latuma Velatara. So what is Nitzok and what is Katafras? So Nitzok is when you take a bottle and you pour it out like that. So there's no, thank you. So there's no connection to the ground. It's just a flow into the air. That's part of the discussion there in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Beis. Not on the ground, exactly. It's flying through the air. Because there's a flow of water, there's one stream of water, it's uninterrupted. It's an uninterrupted stream of water flowing from one cup to the other cup.
So when you say uninterrupted,
it means uninterrupted through the air.
It's a waterfall.
It's exactly a waterfall. That is exactly. As opposed to Katafras.
Except that it's directed via the tube.
No.
Well,
No. No. Not in the tube.
So, it's water falling down.
Waterfall.
Or across. If you guys shoot you with a Nerf gun, that's the same thing. Doesn't
need to. There's no receptacle. Yeah, Nitzuk is no receptacle. Whatsoever.
You have a cup at the top and you have a cup at the bottom and you pour one into the other. Exactly. Katafras. There is no tube. Katafras is on the ground. It's in a tube. It's in a channel. So it's actually flowing along this path. So the Mishnah says, Beferish, that Katafras is not a chibur. So if Katafras is not a chibur, what's going on? We just said mitarim es ha'elyonim min ha'tachtonim through this silon shel aver. How did that work? Isn't that a problem of Katafras? The Mishnah says Katafras is no good. That's one issue. Another issue, a related issue, is the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yutes. Rabbi Yehuda, he is of the opinion that if you stand in a mikveh and you have water dripping down off of your body, So then that water which is dripping down off of your body counts toward the 40 saw in the mikvah, which is still in your feet. And why is that? That's because of a principle in halacha called good achis. Now, we used to think of good achis in a particular context, which is called good achis mechitza. You think of good achis as a mechitza being pulled down. It's nafkaminas for helchas eruvin, for being magdir waters of rishus, for sukkah, right? For drawing water, good achis from your plank over the water to carry out the water to be shovch in the water. So this is not good achis mechitza. This is good achis. So good achis views the water as flowing down. The Gemara says, "Shailo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds good achis, do we say good asik? Do we say that the water goes up?" So the problem is, there is a Tosefta in Mikvos in Gimel, where the Tosefta says that. So there, the Gemara quotes Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Question about what Rabbi Meir thinks. What would what look like?
How would you utilize good asik for a
mikvah? Because the man is standing like this. He's standing in the water, and the feet of the person are in the mikvah, so the water that's dripping off of his body is falling straight down.
Good asik. So what's good asik? Yes.
Oh, good asik would be, I have a channel of water, I have a tube, and it goes up from the bottom mikvah to the top mikvah. So that's this Tosefta. The Tosefta. Yeah, the water pressure doesn't have to be going up. The chibur to the top mikvah. So that's this Tosefta. The Tosefta says you have Sholosh Gamamios. It's called in Shulchan Aruch. Mm-hmm. Shulchan Aruch is Sif Samach.
In this case of the guy, you could say the guy, the other guy, or can you tell what Kale is here?
Sholosh Gumo shebenachal hatachtona ba'aliona shel chafzav and tzah shel mem. So in the middle you have mem. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you can only be tovel in the middle. So I don't understand. What is this din of good achis and good asik have to do with katafris? How does katafris fit with this din? The Gemara doesn't mix the two. It's an R of the two, but we have to figure this out. So we had kasha number one was, isn't it a stira between the Mishnah and Taurus that Katafras is not a chibur and the Elyonim and Atachtonim? And then we had issue number two, which is the Gemara in Chagiga introduces the concept of Gurachis and Gurasik in Mikvos, when we know that this question of Gurachis and Gurasik has to do with Katafras. And how does that fit, Shitas Reb Yehuda, fit with the Rabbanan? So there is the Rabbi Nutam, and then there is the Rash. Yes.
Everyone starts off this question by quoting Rashi on Katafras Inu Chibur in Mikvos for Tahara.
Yeah.
What is another? What's the other option? Like, what's the other interpretation of Katafras Inu Chibur for Tahara besides Rashi's two Mikvos?
What is the other option of what?
Of what that line of Katafras Inu Chibur in Tahara? What is that case?
Well, that case is... it's not talking about mikvos at all. It's talking about when you have items which are tamei and tohar, whether or not the item on the other end, the water becomes tamei or the water is tohar. That's what the Mishnayos are talking about there.
That's l'tumah.
Yes.
Ketavah l'tumah v'lo l'tahara. L'tumah is that case, the bariva.
Mm-hmm.
But with Tahara, everyone quotes Rashi as the Gumios. What's the other option? What's the other Eno Hebrew with Tahara? Right, so why do we point Rashi? That's going to be the other option.
Not
sounds like the Kash. It sounds like Kash built on Rashi's project.
No, it's a bit about the Tzifta.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not sure why it's not for Rashi.
Okay.
So option number one is the Rabbi Nutam. The Rabbi Nutam says that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that Katafras is not a chibur. But, he says, sometimes Rabbi Yehuda will say that Katafras is a chibur, and that's when you're going to say Gurachis. So what are the two conditions? Number one, when Katafras is not a chibur when you need to create a shear. But if you have a shear, then you can use the katafris. That's ha'ara number one of the Rabbeinu Tam. What's that?
We don't have a shear. That's exactly the case.
Well, if one of them has a shear. If one of them has a shear and the other one doesn't, you're extending.
That was the whole thing to make on our side.
The second condition that the Rabbeinu Tam says, that if the water is going to fall into your mikvah directly, so then you also do not have a problem, even though it's a chasaron of a shear. Good?
Great.
Right? That's the Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos in Gittin, but it's also in, it's also alluded to in Chagiga.
So
Rabbeinu Tam holds that you could be Tovel for sure in the bottom one, and then that's the question whether or not that's the Gemara Safik in the top one. So that's the thing. Oh, so this is what the Chazon Ish makes a note. The Chazon Ish in Ma'adura Kama, Simen Gimel, Os Aleph points out that even though Rabbi Yehuda does say that you can paskin gurachis, it's not clear that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because you see that the Tosefta argues. So, when we're thinking about how to apply whether or not we allow gurachis in a mikvah or not, and whether or not katafris is okay or not, even though the Chazon Ish's point is, even though it could be yes, Rabbeinu Tam will say that if you have a full mikvah, katafris is not a problem, but who says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe we paskin like the Chachamim, and then katafris is a problem from the Tosefta. That's mahalach number one. The Rash, the Halakha Rabbeinu Shimshon of Shans, he says, no. The Mishnah, our Mishnah in Taros and Parakhes, argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would say that Nitzok and katafris, or certainly just katafris, we think about Nitzok separately, katafris will be a chibur. According to the Chachamim, katafris is never a chibur. Even if you have memsa, so it's two deus, right? Katafris is never a chibur. So what's the only one remaining problem?
Mitaron ha'elyon ha'tachton.
How does the Rash explain the Mishnah of Mitaron ha'elyon ha'tachton? Isn't that a violation of katafris? And it's difficult to tell me that that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, I'll tell you, that Mishnah is talking about Shu'uvin. Since it's talking about Shu'uvin, you allow Katafras, just like you allow Kol Shu.
For the Rambam, the problem.
Always bringing the Rambam. We'll get to the Rambam in a minute. Let's just, can we first enjoy the Rosh for a minute? Appreciate what you have. Don't always look for the glass half empty. Let's appreciate what we have. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no problem ever of katafris, but according to the Chachamim, there is a problem of katafris. Katafris is only not a problem when you have she'uvin. According to the Chachamim, exactly. So now, let's say you have a mikvah and you have she'uvin on top, and you had a katafris that connects them. So here too, you would allow katafris, even according to the Chachamim, since the top one is only Shu'uvin. Good? Any questions, comments, or observations? So far we have Rabbeinu Tam, we have the Rash. All right, let's talk about the Rambam just for a moment.
And we can say that even according to the Shu'uvin, they like.
So that's part of what Rav Tolushkin discusses in this essay. That's a question. Is it Dafka if it's Darabanan or even if it's Doraisa?
Yeah, well, the Rash is explicit because it's Darabanan.
So, exactly. Wait, so the Rash thinks... So that's part of what Rav Tolushkin discusses in that essay.
According to those who are showing the whole
Darabanan,
it's actually
the
Darabanan.
What do you mean?
Assuming Dafka is Taylor's name.
No,
we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get that in a minute, maybe. So, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin says that Nitzok and Katafris is not a chibur, which is a tzarachim, because in Mikvos, in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin, he paskins mitarin ha'elyonim and atachtona. And what's the case he's dealing with in Perek Ches?
Mitarin.
It's clearly not the context of Shi'uvin. And in the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Lashon is, after you are mechaber them, he says, V'nishlam Hashiur. So, how do you understand this, Rambam? So the Chazon Ish has a suggestion, and it's amazing, the Chazon Ish's suggestion also appears in the Simla. You know, the Simla was authored by Reb Shlomo Gansfried. I forget when he died, but I'm not sure if he overlapped with the Chazon Ish at all, but they both said the same words. They say that the Rambam passes like Reb Meir. What did Reb Meir say, according to the second day in the Gemara in Chagiga, that Reb Yehuda said, Meir Omer, the Halakha Meir, he says, Tovlum Be'el Yonah. That you only paskin, you're only mitarin Be'el Yonah. So it comes out that the Rambam paskins good asik, not good achis. The similar that's in os sariches. Asik, good asik, and not good achis. Mitarin ha elyonim min atachtonim. Yes. So, ayin sham. One more point on this, just an interesting svar that the Simla suggests, but he says he's not so sure about this. He claims that the Ramban says this in Makos. When I went to look it up, I didn't find it right away, but I didn't have so much time to develop it. He has a very interesting suggestion that maybe you could distinguish between katafras, which is done b'kavana, versus katafras that happens memela. Katafras that happens b'kavana, he thinks that would be a chibur, but a katafras that happens memela would not, and that's how he answers the cases. That when you create, when you bring the silon to create a bekavana, so he says that's the similar, makes that suggestion. He quotes it also from Ramban, but when I looked at the Ramban, I didn't see it. So what comes out is that. So that if it happens, Mamela would not be, and that's why.
What about the other mahal thing?
Is it so?
What?
Behold, the soul of the chila.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't
you
say that?
So I want to get to that one second.
It's so clear this is the katafras.
That what is the katafras?
The silon case, the katafras.
So I'll get to that also one second. So here we go. So just to summarize this point, it sounds, for example, the Rash, the majority seem to accept the pshat of the Rash, that katafras is not a chibur, but even though we say that katafras is not a chibur, le'inyan shi'uvin, we would say that a katafras will work because it's not an issue of shi'uvin, and that is the pshat that the Taras Maim also quotes from many achronim who apply that to other psulim, only psulim midrabanan. Anytime you have a psul midrabanan, so then this was in the Taras Maim, I'll tell you where it was, and if I'm not mistaken, who mentioned this question. Now, we rejected, the Chasam Sofer did quote, Chasam Sofer thought there were some Rishonim who thought that Zochlim was only Drabanan, but the majority, the Ma'arik, and everybody else assumed that that's wrong, that Zochlim is Daraisa, but if you look, he quotes, yes, oh, so here's where, and this is also in the Chazon Ish, he quotes this from the Chazon Ish, that katafras will work for Shi'uvin, even if you hold that Shi'uvin is Doraisa, but then he quotes that certainly if it's Shi'uvin Drabanan, katafras will be a Chibur. Where's the other Ha'ar he had here? Yeah, okay, never mind. He has something else. Yeah, that's something else. Never mind. Up. So now one last point, which is we need to think about in this context, what is the fundamental problem of Kataphras? So if you look in the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos and Taros, you get the distinct impression that the problem of Kataphras is because the water is moving. It's Yored V'Zochel. That's the problem of Kataphras. And we also saw that the Vilna Gaon in several places connects the Shita of the Rivash with this concept that the Chisaron of Zechila is a Chisaron in Siruf for Ishir. So the Nafkamina would be the following. Let's say you have a scenario where you can create one bore at the bottom, which is not moving at all. And then you take a pipe, you stick it into the top of the bottom bore where it's full of water, and the water goes all the way through the bore into the pipe, all the way up the pipe into the top mikvah. Just saying, for example, I can't find it for you right now, if you look in that tshuva, in the Divrei Chaim, I think he has a picture, and then you have a bore on the top. So if you say that it's a problem that the water is moving, in this case, there it is, thank you, yes, in the Divrei Chaim in Pei, that we have had in the Mar Makomos in Peiches, Yerodeus in Peiches, you see the picture. But if you say that it's a problem of the water moving, so then the water is not moving, it's stagnant because it's closed at the bottom. But if you say that Kataphras is because there's no Chibur, because they're on different planes, then you would say it's a similar problem. So this is the Nafkamita, perhaps, in the case where you have this Bor Al-Gabi Bor. So the Nefesh Chaya says, I'll tell you the Pshat. He says the Pshat is the Pshat in, if you look, this is in the Nefesh Chaya, in that Kuntras Gulas Ilios. He says this is amazing Pshat. And with this, he takes it back to the Mishnah. The whole Pshat in Kataphras is the problem is that the water is moving. But if the water is not moving, then Kataphras is not a problem. It's all one gigantic Chibur. And he says that's why the Rambam doesn't have a problem of Mitar and Hatachton, the Elyon Min Hatachton. Because what happens when you put your hand there and you fill up the water through the pipe from the bottom to the top? Since the bottom one is not moving anymore and it's filled up all the way to the top one, it's not a problem of Kataphras because the water in the pipe is not moving. It's full. That is the pshat of the Halakha Nefesh Chaya in the Rambam. Why is it not good in the case of the Gimel Gamamios?
Does it mean that because for a moment it's not moving?
Why is the water connected? What if it's
No, I think he means it's not moving at all because it's closed down at the bottom. It's closed at the bottom.
Shouldn't it push more water? Shouldn't it just raise
the
level
of the water and make it water if it's not closed? If it's closed, how does it connect to the water on the bottom?
It's siphon on the other direction. Once it's sealed, the water pressure, the vacuum in the water is going to keep it from going down.
No, but would it just displace water from the bottom mikvah and it cause it to get higher?
I think there's water that's coming in the top, but it's leaking out at the top, right?
What? But
anyway, Anshan. With this, he explains why, in the case of the Gimel Gamamios, we're machmir, because in the case of the Gimel Gamamios, the water is moving from one to the other. It says Beferish, it's Zochlin. So he says that's why it's no good. But he suggests, you have to figure, I don't remember the physics, you have to figure out how that water is stagnant. But this is against, this is the back and forth, the Chilach of Michtavim, between him and the Halakha Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, who assumes, and this is what Rav Tolushkin develops in the Taras Mayim, in terms of the core suggestion, he says this is probably what is at the heart of this machlokas. Is the problem of Nitzok, it's a problem of Kataphras, a problem of the fact that there's no Chibur because they're on two different planes. So then the Divrei Chaim's argument is a good argument. But says the Nefesh Chaya, it's really a question of whether or not the water is moving. And if the water is not moving, then it's not a problem of Tzirf, and that relates to this the mikvah for the Rebbe Rashab.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Right,
so that's why the modern mikvah, Gabi mikvah, could be something else. So to summarize, yes.
מתארים המקוואות אלה מן התחתון.
Yes.
ושם מדבר.
Yes. So that's what we mentioned. We said, well, first of all,
we have a var, it's like
right.
Fine.
The mission is a lot of the mission is pretty clearly against the refine. How would you give up shot in entire Elyon and Tachonim?
So one answer is that potentially you took, like, if you say like the Rambam, that you filled it up with water and then you moved it up and it's not a Kataphras anymore.
And you move what that?
The
right?
Avar, yes, and it's not a Kataphras.
That's what the
Rambam writes in the Perish Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay. So to summarize, no, our first topic was what is called Me'urav. So we dealt with the Chorin and Stockin versus the Uka. We talked about the Shear of Shvoferes and Ode. Then we talked about the Ear of Mikvos of the three questions of what's the barrier between them. So we had the different issues of Kosel Shenistak, Kargusni, etc. Then we had how to be Shire the Shvoferes Hanod, what is considered a block, what's not, closed, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, etc. And then we had the last issue of what mikvah we're talking about. So we had the Machlokas, the Rash, and the Rush. Well, that Machlokas is going to spill over into this issue of Kataphras, because the whole Kula of the Rash, that exactly, the whole kula of the Rash, that there is mitarin ha'elyon min ha'tachton, is because it's she'uvin, so that's also explaining why it's not a problem of Kataphras. That's the same Rash Slashitoso, as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam, who assumes that no, the Mishnah is also Rabbi Huda, and since you already have a full shear, so then there's no problem. We had the Rambam's question, which we never 100% solved, and then the new svar of the Simla, and then the last point in terms of this issue of Kataphras, whether or not it's a chesaron because the water is moving versus the fact that it's on different planes, maybe the underlying machlokas, you have to take a look. We put the Mar Mekomos, the tshuva, the long tshuva of the Divrei Chaim, which I haven't finished yet, and then that even much longer tshuva of the Nefesh Chaya, which I didn't finish the whole kuntras, but in Oz Dalet, that's where he sets out this shita, and Rav Telushkin develops this whole machlokas, Ein Sham v'timtza nachas.